I'll give her my sheet.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. This is a regular meeting of the Grantsville City Council. For the record, today's date is February 1st, 2023, and the time is 7 p.m. This meeting is being held in the Grantsville City offices located at 429 East Main Street, Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom. I'm Marielle Critchlow, and Councilman Hutchins is doing it remotely, and Councilwoman Jenkins will be here soon, I'm sure. Alan Jenkins, you're here already.
I am.
Councilwoman Allen will be here shortly. And the rest of us, we're all here, sort of. Okay, we'd like to start by having a pledge of allegiance, and I've asked John if he would take his first official duty.
Mayor, Councilwoman Allen.
And Councilwoman Allen has arrived, so perfect, good timing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, our first order of business tonight is public comment. Is there any public comments? Come on up and state your name.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Casey. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Here before you tonight because I've got some unfinished business from our last meeting.
Mr. Casey, could you pull the microphone? Oh, no, thank you very much.
And this was in response to my grammar request for the concerns I aired at the last meeting about some questionable use of taxpayer funds and shortcuts taken by the city and the council. And in response to the grammar, which was driven by my request for vehicle policy and stipends that are being given out to city employees as a cover for a mistake that was admitted to me or told to me by one of the council members. And so to cover that mistake, we make a bigger mistake, spend more money, because what the heck, right? It's just taxpayer money. What's another $12,000 a year on the taxpayer's back? But in the response to the grandma, because that has already been approved, you know, by the board to provide those stipends or by the council. But as I dug into that after the grammar request, one interesting thing came to light. In my grammar request, I requested a list of vehicles that are issued out to city employees on the taxpayer dime. And one vehicle that really rose to the top, setting aside exempted employees and those that are in the policy, which I'll discuss in a moment, but one that rose to the top, surprisingly, was the city manager is issued a Ford Taurus 2019. Problem with that is clearly in the city policy, there is no exception or no allowance for the city manager to be driving around in a taxpayer-provided vehicle at taxpayer expense. What makes it even more troubling is I found out that this policy was passed while the city manager was treasurer and HR director. So that meant he had to have reviewed and approved the policy that he's in violation of and costing the taxpayer whatever the cost for the vehicle, the maintenance, the fuel, so that he can drive around at taxpayer expense. And since this is a clear violation of the employee handbook and city policy, I do expect that to be corrected immediately. And it's a shame, as I stated last time, that when it comes to spending taxpayer money, my biggest disappointment is in the council. I make my living in big bureaucracy at the federal level. I don't expect anything better from my bureaucrats that run government at all levels. Bureaucracies serve bureaucracies. My biggest disappointment is in the record of the council, that as I stated last time, there was not a single spending measure or any issue brought before this council in all of 2022 that any member of the board voted nay to. Including the previous appointment of a city manager that didn't go before the taxpayers to voice their opinion on something that was going to cost the taxpayer an additional $30,000 a year in salary and benefits. So in light of all of that, my disappointment that this council does not hold themselves to protecting the taxpayer, that forces we, the citizens and the taxpayer, to come in and defend ourselves. Because the only time a city council who's there to represent the taxpayer should be voting yes on spending taxpayer money is when two things intersect. That's the interest of the city and the interest of the taxpayer. All I've seen is the interest of the city being represented at all terms, from ramrodding through city managers to approving stipends to cover up contractual mistakes that made it through other city departments. So in closing, I would expect this issue, in clear violation of the city's handbook and the city policy, to be rectified immediately. Thank you.
Mr. Keith, appreciate it. Okay, item number two, approval of summary action items. Have we had a chance to go through the minutes and the bills?
Yes.
And can I get some clarity on the damaged restrooms at Cherry Street Park? Is that recent? Is that, I know we continue to have vandalism there. Is that, can someone give me an update on that?
Yeah, Jeff, this is Jesse. There has been, this is a kind of a continuation from last fall on that. And so the partitions that were in there were damaged very severely. And so we're in the process of, we got hopefully some heavier duty ones that we're installing right now. So that's what those partitions are for.
Okay, thanks.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the summary action items.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, item number three, consideration of resolution 2023-05, approving the appointment of Arlene Mayer to the Library Board of Trustees. Do you want to introduce it? John, go ahead. I'm just teasing. Do you want to talk about Arlene, what she's going to do, and how she's going to do it for us?
Yeah. She attended our previous Library Board meeting. I didn't know she was going to show up, so she was a pleasant surprise. But I found her to be plain spoken, plain speaking, but very clear minded about what we need to do with the library. Had a chance to talk to her after the library board. She has some great ideas. And she is, I would say she's very strong in her opinions, but I appreciate those opinions. And I'm sure she'll lead us in the right direction, she and the rest of the library board members.
Any discussion?
No, I think she would be a great asset to the group.
Can I just, like, in all seriousness, do I recuse myself on this? Like, because she's my mother?
Only if you have some sort of financial advantage that you would gain from her being on the on the library board.
Get more vending machine.
Okay.
If she's going to waive a library fee for you, then you probably should. But other than that, you're okay.
I love that the library doesn't have library fees anymore. That makes me very happy. Anyway, okay, thank you.
Okay. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution 2023-05, approving the appointment of Arlene Mayer to the Library Board of Trustees.
Got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, item number four, discussion regarding the preliminary plat for Hollywood Corner subdivision consisting of 30 half-acre lots to be built on the corner of Court and Hollywood, located in the R1 planning zone.
Hi, Council. Todd Castano. I don't know if you've had a chance to look through the subdivision. This is up on the south end of Dean and Betty Matthews' property in the corner of Quirk and Hollywood Street, consisting of 30 half-acre lots.
So does it go to the east to the adjoining property?
To the Lawrence property. I came in before we got involved in the design because I wanted to make sure with streets and whatnot. Met with Dan, we've met several times in several months going over this project. I know the street master plan, the new street master plan hasn't been presented and approved, but in anticipation of that, we looked at those street widths, right-of-ways, and things like that, and hoping for, and being willing to do that, concessions on trade-offs on open space. We were planning on paying the fee in lieu of, but with the extra dedication that we're not required to give, we're giving pretty close to 2 acres of land to the city for right-of-ways and all of that.
How many acres total is the project?
Roughly 20.
So Dan, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So we're taking all 10 feet to widen that road off of this side of the road.
The 10 feet along Cork Street is for the bike trail or whatever trail's going along that side. That's what the 10 feet, the city does have an existing trail system that's supposed to be along there, and that is documented and approved. And so that's what that 10 feet was going along there. But Cork Street being a 90-foot right-of-way for a collector going up through there, that was something that I think he's negotiating for open space. And then for the extra width going along Nye Green, instead of a 90-foot right-of-way through there, he's doing half of the 108-foot right-of-way through there for the collector or the arterial coming through there.
You know, I can see their point on this as far as they're taking, you know, all off of this one side.
All the 10-foot coming down?
Yeah, because you're not doing it on the other side, because past practice allowed that to goof up that opportunity for them. You know, I can see the in lieu of being, you know, credited towards this. I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, but that's just my fault.
I'm sorry, what your preference is what?
He's giving up a lot of land along Cork Street so that we have a wider road, and he's not putting any parks or any open space in here. And the people on the west side of Cork aren't giving up anything because set in concrete at that point, at this point. Instead of lieu of for open space, we ought to credit part of this at least for the use of this, taking this 10 feet basically.
Well, it's not only the 10 feet on Cork, it's an additional how many feet on Nye Green?
Well, yes.
So, yeah,
I
there's.
Understand. But the migraine thing, sure we can get around anywhere around that part of it. So.
The only thing I think I have a concern about that is, I mean, it's a different purpose. So.
You have a walking trail.
That's true. But
does that set a precedent for someone else to come and say, well, we're gonna put in a walking trail in lieu of open space, and would we be?
And this tonight is a discussion, so you guys can think about it. That's why I do this.
But isn't open space a walking trail?
Yeah, it seems like we've discussed before walking trails as being counted to be open space.
So on this subdivision also, we're not asking for any waivers, we're coming into code. Mm-hmm. But if we were to come into code, we wouldn't have to give that 10 feet. And on the dedication for Nye Green, we'd only have to give, 40, 45 feet. but working with the city in anticipation of the traffic plan that's being presented to planning and zoning tomorrow, we anticipated those changes, but don't have to make those changes.
Yeah. I guess just...
So basically we're 20 acres, 10% open space is 2 acres. We're giving 2 acres to the city for additional right-of-way that we don't have to give.
So is this actually, but this is just a sidewalk basically, right? I mean, or no, is it going to be more of an improved kind of thing?
It is improved.
As opposed to just a sidewalk that most subdivisions have, correct?
Yeah.
Because does this already have this then, like on the rest of the...
All the frontage right down the length of this property has this.
This is on Quirk?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But pretty much the map from the Matthews house,
mm-hmm.
south.
See, that makes
until
a difference.
You hit almost the south world of the trail is there.
Okay, I see. Like, is the trail that sidewalk?
This will be,
trail.
We will replace that.
Okay.
In front of this property, set it back.
Can you just keep going?
Further.
Can you just make everything else?
Like I said, everything's going to be 5 acres. That's just
okay, that makes a difference. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Okay.
So I want you guys to think about this, because this is going to go back to planning and zoning for the final plat and come back to you guys. And I just need you to be aware of that situation.
What was the note or the discussion about egress and ingress onto Quirk Street?
So none of the homes will face Quirk, so we won't have any driveways coming out.
Okay.
So we don't
just that middle street.
Yeah.
Frosty. I noticed there seemed to be a theme there with the streets.
And we didn't do it.
Yeah, so all the lots will back. No driveways will come out onto Quirk Street.
Who's
so,
Chestnut?
Okay.
Who's Chestnut?
Chestnut?
I didn't know if that was
Frosty's
dog or something. Okay. I didn't know if there was some connection.
Ruth and Frosty. Yeah.
So like this, like these two lots, oh okay, I see there's like a little, is that like a little road going into that roundabout then for those lots?
So that's a sidewalk coming out.
Oh, it's a sidewalk. So
for pedestrian traffic.
So how would those two lots that are kind of like, you know, up there in the middle by that sidewalk, where's their driveway?
Which numbers? So.
I'm too short to go
right
up
there. Right there.
Right
there.
Like, yeah, lot 106 and 107?
They're on the cul-de-sac.
Their driveway going
on the
cul-de-sac here.
Okay.
And this pedestrian access coming out. You can see the asphalt path here, and then he does have a curb gutter and sidewalk.
These
right?
two.
Curb gutter and sidewalk across Quirk. As well as the asphalt path back there, because there's so many people that are using that trail up and down there.
Yeah.
And so, and it is this trail we wanted to protect. Just so the council is aware, one of the things that was brought to my attention by Public Works is that trail will take a bit of maintenance on Public Works' side, and that was one concern they had. It is being paved for 5 feet wide, I believe. And so it would be about half of it, and so the other part is going to remain dirt and will be to keep the weeds down on.
Which will make the bicycle riders very happy to...
There's no happiness in riding your bike up that. I did with a bunch of boys, and it is all uphill both ways. It's the same.
It snowed in July that same day, huh?
Almost. I wish it would have. So did we... that's what I was going to ask about, the storm drain and water retention issues. Did we get those all resolved?
The other consideration is by giving that additional right-of-way width, if puts the existing telephone poles out into the road. So in working with Rocky Mountain Power, the cost to move those is about sixes in the cost to bury those. So we'll actually be removing that and going underground through this developed section.
So I want to kind of revisit this real quick on that street where, you know, the trail's a given because there's already an existing trail system, correct? Are we saying then that we would just not pass the 2 acres, we would not expect people to give open space? I mean, it's not all developed along the side there, is there? Is it?
Well, what goes up and down Cork Street is the asphalt trail that goes all the way down through there.
Right. And so,
but that asphalt trail could have been morphed into the sidewalk that's being there, but instead it's leaving it open, which they're, you know, with South Willow still having a number of horses, and I have seen horses going up and down that trail. This leaves it a big wide area for not only horses, but side-by-sides, bikes, thing. That gives them a 10-foot area back there, as well as a sidewalk for pedestrians to go through.
So what about, I guess, the wisdom of having maybe even a playground kind of situation for future developments? Is that not beneficial too? I mean, I understand the trail is excellent, but is that kind of how we envision this?
Playground where?
What was that, Jeff?
Where would you want the playground at?
Where would you want the playground?
Well, more inside the development.
Hollywood Park is right across the road there.
Which one?
Hollywood Park is just south of there.
Right, but I mean, we could still do in lieu of.
So,
yeah, and the way I look at this is, look, somewhere a council long before us decided to put a trail system along Cork, along the east side. Could have been on the west side, but they chose the east side. And so there's an existing trail line already there, as well as Nine Green right now does not go through, which, you know, there is the need to connect Nine Green, both from a school perspective and just the traffic that's coming down Quirk. And so when you start looking at what the developer is considering doing with regards to completing the, or basically redoing the trail to be a sidewalk, as well as giving the easement of Nine Green Street on 20 acres. I mean, this is not like it's a huge development. I mean, and you know, I think Todd said it right. This is in zone. This is, we wanted larger lots in this area. I mean, I know this is just preliminary, but I do not see any reason why I'm concerned over some type of, you know, compensation from a, or some allowance for the space.
I guess
another way to look at it, for an accounting purpose, the code allows us to be able to pay a fee in lieu of, which makes sense with Hollywood, or is it Hollywood Park?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of it.
Right.
Stone's throw away. Why would we put any effort into here when the kids can go there? And
No, I understand that.
So we could work a deal where the city buys the 2 acres for the excess right away that we don't have to give, and then we'll pay the fee in lieu of.
right? So you are, in addition to it, paying. No, this is it.
So it's out of one pocket into the other.
Attorney Holmes was going to say something.
I was just going to mention that our code doesn't direct that it has to be a traditional park space. We have in there trails and walking, equestrian, even off-road dirt trails are all considered open space for terms of our code.
No, and I understand that. And when Jeff asked about where, and it made me think, okay, in lieu of is fine, but I'm just going back to what do we expect of the developers along this trail where there is already an existing trail system.
Well, if you pass the street master plan as it's presented, the next phase of this, we wouldn't have the option. It's required to give that dedication. We're just coming in beforehand and working with the city to say, hey, we know this is coming down the road, we're willing to follow that, but because we don't have to, we would like a concession of something for the 2 acres.
So I guess I'm curious, in the future then, Attorney Combs, would other developers developing alongside here have to do what they're doing? I mean, because do you see what I mean? Like, would that be the expectation? Does it not make sense to be that expectation?
Yeah, it can be, but every development is analyzed on its own separate basis. You know, each development is considered unique, and so it may be that that's necessary to a continuation of this, but without seeing what that development is and what the requirements of it would be, it's hard to hypothesize for you other than to say it could be. Could be a requirement.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Questions? Well, you got Todd here, you might as well.
Appreciate just laying that all out. And Brady, I want to thank you because on the thing it said, was that you or that
on the staff
30
report?
Half acre?
No, that was all Cabot.
Oh, okay.
But he is attending virtually. So.
Thank you, Virtual Cabot, because I just like that all the information was right there.
No, they're great.
And then you could look at the things and know exactly where it was. Mm-hmm. Like, I can drive there. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So is 103 the well? Lot 103, is that the well in the corner?
Yes.
And that'll just stay there, or?
Most likely go away.
So how does that, as far as maintenance, is that whoever buys 106 and 102 and 105, is that their lot to take care of, or Dean has that riding lawnmower, he comes up and mows it, or?
No way.
That would be incorporated into lot 103.
That's what so.
Where it sits with that extra dedication and the dedication for Hollywood Street, we didn't even talk about Hollywood Street. The dedication we're giving there, it's going to put it out in the out in the road.
That well would be removed as part of your preparing it for development.
It's sad because it's a dang good well.
It's good water in that.
Yes, it is.
Unless we can angle it somehow, move it, drag it over further to the east.
Any other questions? Jeff, you have any other questions?
No, sir, Mayor.
Just call or email if there are any to come up. Okay. Call or email if any come up.
Okay.
Dan.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Short meeting tonight as far as that. Council reports. Do you have anything? Jolene, do you have
anything? We have a summer fun committee meeting tomorrow at the library at 7:00. All are invited who want to be part of the fun. It really is going to be just a really great summer coming up in 2020. 2023. And you're also welcome to send me any ideas of things you want to see. I think a lot of the activities we did last year we'll want to do again this next summer and do bigger and better. So we've got that coming up. And the library, just on an exciting note, like celebrates its 10th year in March, right? And we have our library meeting tomorrow, but we're working on some ways to celebrate that achievement for Grantsville. So
slideshow.
I will do a slideshow for the library. No problem. And then also Youth Council is doing a contest with the elementary schools and then also with the junior high versus the high school, that it's going to be called Rack It Up. And it's a contest of which school can do the most random acts of kindness. And they've got some fun prizes and stuff for the schools if they win. So.
The Historical Commission will be next Wednesday in our regular Wednesday meeting. And then on the 10th of February, our guest meeting is scheduled for the Beautification Committee. So we can kind of kick that off so we can get what's planned for the spring and summer. So.
And
Dana,
Kathy. Councilwoman Allen. Called you Councilwoman Jenkins before, so you know.
I'm good.
Jolie straightened me out.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not that spectacular.
I'm good.
Okay. There's a couple of things I have to think about. Came up the other day in a discussion about North Star as far as street lights and if you guys want to put those back into the system, you know. And we had an ordinance at one point that said homeowners would put lights, the developers would get homeowner lights in to light the sidewalk up along the development. That way it was the sidewalks would be lit up and be safer for people. But somehow that got taken out. I'm not sure when. Okay? Yes. But think about those kind of things. And Mr. Attorney, you're going to work on those 501(c)s for the historical group, right? And I appreciate the one thing I do appreciate is the Public Works was out the other day putting salt on the intersections, especially you don't hit those things because people would just hit and slide through there normally and they had the ability to stop, and I appreciate those things. So, okay, that's all I have. We need to go into a closed session. So,
Mayor, did you ask Jeff?
Yeah. Jeff, oh, sorry. You know, if you're not here, I just forget you, Councilman Hutchins.
That's okay. No, I'm good.
Okay.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we go into a closed session.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thanks.